Borden. The Borden Friendship Club had good attendance at Cash Bingo on January 18 and winning the cash prizes were Amy Nichols, Casey Saunders, 2, Jean Brooke, John DeRosier, 2, Lorraine Olenek, Carly Saunders, Sandra Long and Joyce Olszewski. The next bingo is February 15 at 7 p.m. The Friendship Club held their monthly potluck supper on January 26 with 45 out to enjoy the evening. The tables were all beautifully decorated by Brenda Tumbach. Celebrating birthdays were December, potluck was cancelled in December, Archie Wainwright, Diane Rolick, Gabby LaJoy and Miriam Hamm. January, Elizabeth Dirksen, Lorraine LaJoy, Lorraine Olenek, Wendell Dyke and Ron Tumbach. Entertainment for the evening was provided by Russ Fountain and Company with Ed Neufeld playing guitar and fiddle, Ron Tonchik on accordion, Chris Schultz playing guitar and ukulele and Russ Fountain played guitar and banjo. Next supper will be February 23 in the community center when Phil Miller will entertain. The Friendship Club are holding an afternoon Valentine's tea with pie and ice cream, door prizes and a 50-50 draw, on Friday, February 10 at 2:30 p.m. by donation and all proceeds going to Telemiracle. The Borden Lions held a fundraiser pasta night January 25 in the Friendship Club room, serving three kinds of pasta and three sauces along with Caesar salad, garlic bread and cake and ice cream for dessert. Just over 50 attended and enjoyed a meal along with music provided by Bob Wardhaw playing keyboard and accordion for more than 2 hours. Savannah Sutherland, who attends college at Ann Arbor, Mich., competed in a track and field meet the third week of January and set a new record, 53.01, in the 400 meters and ran the third leg of the 4x4 relay, which ended in first place. The runner in the second leg fell, but managed to pass the baton to Savannah, who caught up the rest in record time, 51.4, and ran past the other runners to hand on the baton. Savannah became the women's big track athlete of the week and is first in the Big Ten and fifth overall in NCAA. Congratulations, Savannah, and keep up the good work. St. John's Anglican Church is hosting a Shrove Tuesday Pancake and Sausage Supper Tuesday, February 21 from 4:30 to 7 p.m. in the Borden Friendship Club room, so come out and enjoy a meal with fruit sauce and whipped cream added in. Admission is by donation. The next morning, February 22, at 11 a.m., St. John's will hold an Ash Wednesday service which everyone is welcome to attend. World Day of Prayer, held the first Friday of March, is written by the Women of Taiwan this year, and will be hosted in Borden by St. John's Anglican Church on March 3 at 2 p.m. with Radisson Lutheran Church assisting. There will be a video, music and lunch to follow, with everyone welcome. The Borden Library has started up preschool storytime again and February dates are 1 and 15 from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. with stories and crafts for all those not in school. The library is open Tuesday from 3 to 6 p.m., Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and on Fridays 1 to 4 p.m. Their annual general meeting is Monday, March 20 at 7:30 p.m. in the Borden Library. The Borden Fellowship Mennonite Church are bidding farewell to Pastor Ron Mills, who has resigned and whose last service is January 29. Ron and Sue have bought a house in Osler, closer to Sue's work, which they will be renovating in the next while before moving in. The community wishes them well in their move and they will be missed.